The Reverend Osagyefu Sekou has been a familiar face at Black Lives Matter protests in Ferguson and other cities around the country. Willis writer Arnold explains how work in the movement led the pastor into the recording booth.
The Reverend Osagyefu Sekou is warming up his vocal cords before a live set at a listening party for his album titled The Revolution Has Come.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
His voice is a touch strained from performing 7 gigs in 7 nights to support an album born from a chance meeting. Sekou met his writing partner, J. Murray Hill, when he cleaned pepper spray from Hill's face after a Black Lives Matter protest in Ohio. Hill says their first meeting was short.
He helped me get it out of my eyes, and that was it. We didn't really talk or anything. It was just like, thanks, this is how you do it. He's like, wash your clothes in cold water, like all this stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. And I went to dinner.
They were reintroduced later by mutual friends in Oakland, California. There, the pair wrote 11 songs in 6 days. Each song is deeply tied to part of the movement.
I want to hear Michael Brown say, well done!
Sekou says the songs were born of struggle.
You know, Ferguson and America gave me the blues, so I had the blues, so I had to sing.
And fit into a long tradition of protest music.
At bare minimum, you know, black people are people who, when they can do nothing, they sing their way out. Right? When they can do nothing, we sing a song.
Sekou, Hill, and their band, The Holy Ghost, recorded the album to help support people in the movement.
Hopefully it'll give them a little salve so they can live to fight another day.
The band will release the album Sunday with a live concert at 2720 Cherokee. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.